clouds. Some days my best friend has been the cold hard ground. There's mercy new each morning, comfort through the night. My eyes are fixed on Jesus and I'm gonna be all right. I got that hallelujah feeling down in my soul. Sun won't shine. There's a season for the struggle and a season for the prize. But my hope is never fading, 'cause it's anchored in the truth. My Father goes before me, and His joy will see me through.
I got that hallelujah feeling down in my soul.
Spirit
is living in us. When I was a sinner, he saved me from who I was. 'Cause that's what Jesus does. Who understands the heart of the sinner? Showers his grace over all our mistakes. Washes us clean with his blood. Jesus does.
Don't you know that he does?
Who sings the song of sweet forgiveness? Who stole the keys to hell and the grave? Spirit is living in us. When I was a sinner, he saved me from who I was. Because that's what Jesus does. Oh, what a friend. Oh, what a Savior. He's always been good.
Today for my serenity. I praise God for my salvation. I praise God for being a new creation in the Lord. I want to spread. He has saved me from who I was. I was a sinner, and now I'm saved. Thank you, Jesus.
what a friend. Sing it.
Oh, what a friend.
Oh, what a friend.
Oh, what a Savior. He's always been good. He's always been faithful.
What'd he do?
He came to my rescue when I needed him most. And saved my soul. Oh, what a friend. Oh, what a Savior. He's always been good. He's always been faithful. You came to my rescue when I needed him most. And saved my soul.
So we sing praise to the Father who gave us the Son. And praise to the Spirit who's living in us. When I was a sinner, he saved me from who I was.
So we sing praise to the Father who gave us the Son. Praise to the Spirit who's living in us. When I was a sinner, he saved me from who I was. 'Cause that's what Jesus does.
Oh, 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 that's what Jesus does. Oh, yeah.
Can you give him praise in the house?
I've carried a burden for too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go, and I see it now. I'm laying it down, and I know that I need you. I run to the Father, I fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again.
Your Son for redemption, the price for my heart. I don't have a context for that kind of love.
I don't understand. I can't comprehend. All I know is I need you. I run to the Father. I fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again. You pull me in, and I know I need
you.
I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart found the surgeon, my soul found a friend. So I run to the Father again and again. I run to the Father, I fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart found a surgeon, my soul found a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again. Oh, oh, again and again and again and again. Oh, oh, my heart has been in your sights. Long before my first breath, running into your arms, it's running to life from death. I feel this rush deep in my chest. Your mercy is calling out. Just as I am, you pull me.
There's no reason to wait. Hang out here just a moment. There's no reason to wait. We run into grace. Rick preached a message years ago when grace broke his chain. Run to him. You may still be in your seat. You may not physically run up here, but run to him. His mercies are new every morning. Will you lift up your hands right now? Everyone, lift up your hands in the house. It's what his word tells us to do. There's a reason for it. You drop everything else. You let go of everything else that you're grasping a hold of so tightly. And you're saying, Lord, I run to you. I run to you. No, his mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Amen. Amen. Pull it in right now. Pull it into you. Come on, the bridge one more time. We praise you, Lord. Come on, receive it right now. Receive his love.
My heart has been in your sight long before my first breath. Running into your arms is running to My soul found a friend, so I run to the Father again and again and again and again.
Something really strong. It's like I am out there looking in some ways through your eyes, and I feel like so many may be feeling lost in the crowd, insignificant, but I believe in my heart that God wants you to know that you stand out to Him and that you matter, you have a purpose.
Yes.
You are kind of like a little Jesus to somebody else, but you don't think you're very significant. So you just don't reach out. But you've got to reach out because you've got something to give that only you can give. So step out, let Him use you, let Him love you, let Him fill you.
Amen, amen. Can you give God praise today? Hallelujah. Well, we're going to let you reach out right now. Extend your hand to someone else and give them a hug. Can you do that? Get some love to them right now. High five. Good hugs. It's just wonderful to see you back in the house of God today. And you may be seated when you're ready.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Have you ever heard of somebody finding a job as a person that counts grains of sand? Have you ever heard of that? No. Why? Because it's impossible. It's impossible to count the grains of sand on the ocean of the world. The same way, it's impossible to count the blessings that God has given. Every day there's blessings. He says, my mercies are fresh and new every day. When you raise up in the morning, His mercy is brand new. His grace is brand new. He caused the sun to rise in the morning. That's a blessing. It's impossible for you to be able to thank God for all the blessings, but you can try it. And He keeps blessing and blessing and blessing and blessing. His blessings will never stop. His blessings, His goodness, His love, His faithfulness will always be there. Because in Matthew 28:19 says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you till the very end. Amen. And we can testify to that. Amen. Hallelujah. If the ushers will come today, we're going to receive today's tithes and offerings. If you have an offering or tithes for the regular offering, you can drop it in the basket. You can go to the Welcome Center and use the app. You can go online to cccmurphy.com or simply text 84321. Let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for Your goodness and love and mercies. We pray a blessing upon the tithes and offerings, that they be used to the furthering of the holy gospel of Jesus Christ, that all those will hear and know and understand that You are the Savior and Lord and Redeemer. We pray a blessing upon Pastor Rick today as he brings the word to us. Anoint him to speak to our hearts the things You want us to know and see and understand. We give You the glory and the praise and honor for it in Your name. Amen.
Amen, and welcome. We're so glad that you're here with us this morning. If you're joining us online, go ahead and drop your location in the comment section. You can DM us or you can email us at info@cccmurphy.com. If this is your first Sunday with us, an extra special welcome. If you would, please fill out the Connect card in your bulletin. You can bring that to the welcome desk where we have a gift for you. We'd love to meet you and welcome you into our church family. I have just a few announcements and reminders for you. Our schedule for this week remains the same with an addition. So this week we'll have our dress rehearsal for the miracle worker will be today after service. And then tonight, Chosen will be meeting from 4 to 6 for our Easter celebration. We will not be meeting next Sunday, Easter Sunday. So we'll be celebrating Easter tonight with It Is Finished. And if you see a tired teenager in the lobby this morning, we went to Winter Jam last night and had a wonderful incredible time, a powerful, powerful night, and just incredible way to kick off Holy Week. Wednesday, we will have Bible study here at the church. There's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon with the Gladdens and at 7 o'clock in the evening with the McGills. Then Overcomers will meet on Thursday. On Friday, we will have an encounter service, a special Good Friday service that will be here at the church starting at 6 o'clock as we celebrate Good Friday together. Saturday, ladies, our Empower Hour will be meeting at 1. And then Easter Sunday, we will be celebrating the Miracle Worker. We will have both services at 8:30 and 10, so plan on bringing friends and family and joining us for that. Then just a few things coming. Oh, and also on Easter Sunday will also be our Hope Sunday. So we will have a table out in the lobby and we'll be collecting donations. We have lists for that at the welcome desk, or please see Alicia Tucker. It will be our Hope Sunday next Sunday. Then just a couple things coming up. Monday, April 1st is our Endure support group for anyone suffering from chronic pain. That's always the first Monday of the month. And then on Sunday, April 7th, we're as a church are going to celebrate Eclipse Sunday. And then Monday, April 8th, which is the actual eclipse, we are going to be having a cookout and celebration in the parking lot. So plan on joining us and watching the eclipse from the parking lot with us on Monday, April 8th. But we love you. We're so glad that you're here with us this morning. Please welcome me in bringing up Pastor Rick for our resurrection seed offering.
Praise God. Well, if you saw envelopes out in the lobby, it's the steps of faith. So this is what we're doing for resurrection seed offering this year. And if you've taken a look out back, you see there's been a lot of dirt work back there. So we're excited. I don't know what Kevin was using this past week, but man, I was up in the loft in my office, and all of a sudden I thought we were having an earthquake. It started shaking the building. I thought, what is that? And he's been packing it down out there. So we're excited about what God is doing. And thank God. This is more than a building that we're doing. This is about an investment in ministry. We have a place here that we come together and share the word and worship together. But that's a place where we can do life together. That's going to be a place where the young people can go and play basketball and volleyball and have just outings where we can go in and do banquets and have life wow parties and all kinds of stuff going on. So I'm excited about it, and I know we can do it together. If you would, as you prepare your offering, the ushers will come and we'll pray. Father, we're grateful for the opportunity that you give us, Father, Lord, to participate in the kingdom. Lord, we're calling this the Family Life Center, because it's about family. We just pray, Father, that you'll be with us. Lord, you've told us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Father, not just in worship, but God, in fellowship, we need each other. We pray, Lord, your blessing over this offering today, and God, that you'll multiply it back to those that are giving, Father, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, as they take up the offering, if you would, welcome Bailey as she comes to sing.
That made her blind. She felt such pain, some spoke in anger, heard folks whisper, there's no place here for her kind. Still on she came through shame that flushed her face, till at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no word, everything she said was heard, as she poured her love for the master from her box of alabaster. So I've come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster box. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. Weren't there the night he found me? You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his love all around me. And you don't know the cost of the oil in my alabaster box. I can't forget the way that life used to be. I was a prisoner to the sin that had me bound. And I've spent my days pouring my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I found. Until the day when Jesus came to me and he healed my soul with the wonder of his touch. But now I'm giving back to him all the praise he's worthy of, and I've been forgiven, and that's why I love him so. I've come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster box. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there the night Jesus found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his love all around me. And you don't know the cost of the oil. No, you don't know the cost of. The cost of the oil in my alabaster box. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Nobody can praise him the way I can, right? Nobody can praise him the way you can. What are you saying? I'm saying when you get up to begin to praise God for what he's done for you, you're the only one that really understands how powerful that is and how grateful and thankful you are for it.